It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsor, and that is Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And right now, their pre-Christmas sale is on. You can enjoy big in-store discounts, but you'll need to be quick. Get in as soon as you listen to this for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery and installation. Now, if you'd like to contact them, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy. Now, you can call them today on 01-847-3320. That's 847-3320. You can visit them in store in Artane in Dublin 5 or in Rush in County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. And our sincere thanks to the gang at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for sponsoring this latest episode of Opinions Matter. Now, before I tell you what we want to talk about, at the very end of this podcast episode, we'll be telling you how you can win yourself a €200 Ryanair gift card. You could have one next week with a very simple to enter competition. All of the details of the competition, will be at the end of this episode. All right, so all the details coming up of how you could win yourself a €200 Ryanair gift voucher at the end of this episode. Now, Gar is a guy who's been in contact with us, and I want to read what Gar had to say because he's not at all happy. I have two questions for you, says Gar, and for your listeners. I love the pod, by the way. Do you think this is normal? I'm broken up with my ex over 2 years. We've a beautiful daughter together who is 6. I've been single since we broke up, but now I've moved on and with someone for the last 7 months. And she hasn't met my ex yet. I'm planning, my daughter, should I say, yet I'm planning doing it over Christmas when we go to see Santa and the cinema, and I have her on St. Stephen's Day. My ex turns around to me yesterday and says, I want to meet your girlfriend before she meets our daughter. I want to sit down with her and make sure she's okay. Basically, she wants to interview her. Is this shit normal? Because I know what my girlfriend is. I know what my girlfriend is going to say to that. Why do exes go on with this psycho shit? She says they can't meet until the interview happens. I don't know what to do. Any advice? And that is from a guy called Gar. So Gar's ex of 2.5 years, whatever the hell, wants to interview Gar's new girlfriend before Gar's new girlfriend meets the child. What do you think of that?
It's very rare that we would, as you know, I say this regularly, we put these, when listeners send us in topics to talk about and stories about their life, we put it up on our Facebook page. There's 180 or 190,000 people on the page, and to get opinions. Mm-hmm. And rarely would something divide our listeners 50-50. And today's topic has divided people 50-50. And there's a male-female divide on it, with a lot of men saying that the ex is a psycho. I'm saying a lot worse than that. And the women are saying she has every right to ask for an interview.
So this ex-girlfriend.
And by the way, just for clarity here, normally myself and Adrian, or if Casey's doing the show, whatever, normally before we discuss, before we press record on the podcast, we would discuss what our opinions are on it. Today we didn't, partly because we didn't have time, something came up.
Yep.
So I have no idea what Adrian's opinion is on this, and he has no idea what mine is on this, although maybe you can guess. I don't know.
No, I can guess, and I can tell you we're probably polar opposites on this. I've never heard...
But then I'll get it out of the way. I think she is being fair. I think the word interview is ridiculous, obviously.
But that's exactly what it is.
An interview. But I think anybody that is going to be around your child has to be interviewed and to see that they're okay. And that's the bottom line. Children's safety comes first.
Okay, here's the thing. Gar is in a relationship.
I know what you're going to say. If it was the other way around, she'd tell Gar to go fuck himself. Yeah. I know, and that is the gender divide that you have between.
Okay, here's the thing. Gar is in a relationship with this lady, not for 2 weeks or not for 2 months. He's in a relationship with her for 7 months. And he has decided that, obviously, it's a solid enough relationship. They're going well. They're going great guns. And he has decided that Christmas time is the time to introduce his daughter to his new girlfriend. So bear in mind that she hasn't met the child yet, that Gar has kept that distance with his girlfriend and his daughter,
which is good,
for 7 months. But he has decided that the time is right to introduce his daughter to his girlfriend. Okay, now Gar knows this girlfriend. He's with her 7 months. They knew each other even before they started going out together, is my understanding. So he knows her very well.
Yeah.
So it is up to Gar to decide that it's appropriate to introduce.
No, it takes two to make a baby.
No. Shut up for a second. When Gar has his daughter, and he's going to have his daughter on Stephen's Day, he is responsible for his child.
Okay? So the bottom line, the bottom line is, if I don't
stop for a second,
if I don't like somebody, I'm not going to allow my kids to be around them. That is the bottom line. And as a parent, you have every right to do that. If there's somebody,
and you think if somebody's ex is going to have a subjective opinion on somebody.
If there's somebody I don't like,
okay, but
I'm not going to have them around my kids.
Okay, but hang on. This lady is his girlfriend. He likes her. He's in a relationship with her. He trusts her, and he is happy enough for his daughter to meet the girlfriend. It is not really any business of his ex. And as I said, do you think an ex can be a good judge of character about a new girlfriend? A grip. Seriously.
Let's be clear, without getting into the details of this and discussing the child and all that, the current girlfriend, Gar's current girlfriend, has absolutely nothing to do with the breakup of Gar and his ex. Absolutely nothing. So there's no reason for her to be bitter towards...
Yeah.
But again, the same way, if I got divorced next week, and then 2 years down the line, I met another woman, there'd be no reason for my ex-wife.
There'd be no reason. She wouldn't.
No, women aren't that bad.
Yes, they are. Our number is 085-825-2626.
You let anybody hang around with your kids then?
No, Jeremy, okay, let me ask you a question. When you're not at home, and you're out working all day, and your wife is minding...
Six jobs,
Your wife is minding your kids at home,
Yeah.
Do you trust her? Do you trust her to mind your kids?
Yes, obviously I do.
Okay. Similarly, when Gar is minding his daughter, surely his ex trusts him. And I assume she does.
Because no, it's not about that.
He's a good dad.
No, I don't want strange. I don't want people that haven't passed my check.
You have absolutely no right to dictate who.
Now you do.
Your ex sees. No, you don't.
No, not who your ex sees, but who your child is around. There's a big, big difference.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, let me kick off with Martin on this.
Afternoon, lads. Sorry, I won't be able to come on today. But I think your man's had a lucky escape there with that ex. She sounds like a fucking lunatic. Now, I can see where she's coming from. She wants to know what sort of woman, her daughter is going to be hanging around with. But, what sort of fucking questions is she going to ask? It's going to be a relationship end up. And from your man's point of view, he's done due diligence. He's waited 7 months. It's not like it's just some girl he's met 5 minutes ago, and he's took his time to want to introduce her to his daughter. My main question would be, what happens if the other way around? What happens if she met some lad and he moved in and he was like, I want to know who your man is, I want to interview him, or whatever? You want to probably tell him fuck off, mind his own business. Completely other way around, be completely different. So I think no, it'd be a relationship ender, and I think your man's ex is a fucking loon.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I want to ask you a question, Jeremy. I want you to think of the new girlfriend. Okay,
I'm
I want
not,
you to
I'm think of the new I'm girlfriend. Not the whipping boy here. Just
I want you to think of the new girlfriend. Yeah. She's in a relationship with Gar for the last 7 months. Everything's going great. Yeah, they've really hit it off, and everything's hunky dory. And Gar arrives home one day, and he says, "Harry, love, listen. You know the way we were going to go out with my daughter over Christmas. I'm going to introduce you to her, and we go to the cinema and whatever." And she says, "Yeah, I can't wait. Really looking forward to it." Well, you have to do an interview beforehand. My ex wants to interview you. What do you think she's going to say?
It's not an
she's going to say, go fuck off. And I wouldn't blame her. I literally wouldn't blame her.
Unfortunately, and this goes to everybody, when you get into a relationship and there's children involved, there's an added complication.
No, I agree. It's an added complication.
When you have a child...
But to have to do an interview with the ex,
When you have children, you will always have some... Like, you'll always have some sort of relationship with your ex-wife.
No, I know that.
That is the drawback of having kids with people. That even if you get divorced, 20 years, 30 years, like when your kids get married, yeah... You will have to stand with your ex-wife.
Yes, I'm aware of all that.
That is what I call part of the territory of getting involved with people. 100%.
So, but
like it or love
this,
it.
This being interviewed by the ex for approval. Seriously.
No, it's not approval. It is.
It absolutely is. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lisa. Well, what did you want to say on this? Should this guy, Gar, accept that his girlfriend has to be interviewed by the ex?
Absolutely not. No, no way. Even the wording, interview, who does she think she is? Come on. Well,
no, she didn't use that word. He's actually using that word. But I agree with him. That's exactly what this guy wants to do.
Yeah, well, I saw it in kind of inverted commas, so I'm assuming that's the kind of language she's using. Adrian, no, I mean, if the guy has access to the daughter.
Which he does, he has shared access.
Yeah. So obviously he's trustworthy and he has the child's best interest at heart. So it can be safe to say that, he will make the best decisions for the child. Now, does she want to meet his friends? You know, if he meets up with other fathers every weekend or second weekend, does she interview them, or is it just because he's moved on with his life? You know, 7 months into a relationship is a reasonable time to introduce the child. Mm-hmm. And I do think that this is just bitterness. Do you know what I mean?
And so do I, because here's the thing. If, for example, Gar has his daughter over next weekend and one of Gar's workmates that the ex has never met pops into the house to say hello on a Saturday afternoon and they sit down and watch a football match together while the daughter is there, do you think that the ex should pop around and do a full interview with this guy to see that he's okay to be in the daughter's company?
No.
Jeremy, in other words, the point is that you...
When you have kids, you have to be fully aware at all times of who is hanging around with your kids and who is minding your kids.
So therefore, yes...
Impossible.
Hang on then, Jeremy. He should ring his ex and say, listen, my work colleague is here. We're watching a football match together. Our daughter is here. Do you want to come around and interview him?
That's different because you're spending a limited amount of time, whereas this situation, it's a relationship. They're going to be doing things together. They're spending Stephen's day together and Stephen's night together.
Yeah.
Where there's...
As is agreed in their parental arrangement.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that. Jesus, father should get a lot more visitation over Christmas. But what I'm saying is, this person, it's not a fleeting, it's not a passing ship in the night. This is a person that's now going to be in his life, and that is, and that it needs to be checked. Sorry. If was my daughter.
Sorry, stop mentioning the child's name. Blanked out the child's name.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. It was written in front of me. You've every right to do whatever it takes to protect your child.
No, you don't. You don't have a right to infringe on your ex's life.
Oh, you do.
Way.
Oh, you do.
No, you
okay,
you
so,
no,
so okay. So let me ask you then, Jeremy. So imagine this interview happens, yeah, and she sits down with the ex. They have a chat together, and at the end of the conversation or the interview, your woman, the ex, doesn't like her. Then what? She says to him, no, our daughter's not seeing her because I don't like her.
I guess you have to wait until the child is 18 or whatever and able to make up their
mind.
Listen to how ridiculous that is. So she turns around and says, Gar, I'm sorry, I don't like her. I don't want her seeing my daughter. Boo. What happens then?
Well, then there's obviously something wrong with her if the ex is...
Jeremy, you don't realise how ridiculous you sound. Jeremy, listen to me, okay? You know and I know. Let's call a spade here, right? This is absolutely fuck all to do with you know, analysing the new girlfriend. This is bitterness. This is resentment. Oh, he's moving on.
I would I mean? Agree with you, Lisa, if she was the woman that broke up the relationship. Like, say, for instance...
No, it's nothing to do with that.
No, it is.
The fact of the matter is that a lot of exes don't like to see their ex getting on with life.
That's
they
not
don't.
Necessary.
They resent them.
2 years later, yeah. That's not necessary. Let me put it this way, Lisa, the difference. If my wife, yeah, had an affair on me this week...
No. It's not... You can still have bitterness.
I would never let my children accept the man that broke up our marriage, okay? I would never let... But this...
Well, then that's you being a bad father.
No, it's not.
It absolutely is. You're punishing your kids for something.
Your wife fucks up. Stop, Jeremy.
Sorry, I wouldn't want my kids anywhere near the person that broke up their marriage.
So you're happy to make your children unhappy so as you feel smoke.
I'm trying to point out the difference. I would not let my kids be around someone who broke up their marriage. However, in this situation, Gar's girlfriend did not break up the marriage. So,
you're not listening to the point that I'm trying to make. There is any relationship that breaks up, there is a very high chance there's a bit of resentment, there's a bit of bitterness. Nobody breaks up on good terms. Very few people shake hands and say, thanks for the good times.
I have two friends who share a child together and have the most mature relationship.
Very unusual. That's very unusual.
Jeremy, how many women do you know who get back with the ex for Christmas to cover expenses? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And let's talk straight.
You know, that does happen.
Okay, so Lisa, let me ask you then, what should this guy Gar do? Should he tell his ex to go F herself and go ahead with taking the child out with her at Christmas, or what? How should he deal with it?
He should get on with his life and he should put his trust in himself. Trust his own instinct. He's obviously a decent man. He has his child's best interest at heart. And he should get on with his life and get on with his new relationship, being respectful to his child, which he is, he appears to be, and ignore the ex. Let her get on with her life. Because, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, as far in Jeremy's logic, right, in Jeremy land, come Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, every day of the year that child is not with him, he has a right to go to the house and check in on every friend she has in visiting.
But you know, Lisa, that if he were to say, oh, I believe you have a new boyfriend, can I interview him? She's going to say, go F yourself.
He'd be told to piss off and mind his own business.
And rightly so.
Yeah. You know, we live and let live. And if she trusts him enough to have access to that child, especially overnight, well, then she should respect his decision and his ability to protect his child and know that he's not going to endanger.
And Jeremy, again, this comes back to...
So why do you keep coming back to me?
Because you're the one making no sense at all. This comes back to trust. And she either trusts the guy to mind his child or she doesn't trust the guy to mind his child.
We
must assume that if he's keeping her on Stephen's Day, Mammy trusts
Daddy. Sorry, can I just say for the record, I'm not saying for one moment, Gar, because I know Gar is listening, so I'm not saying for one moment that you're not a fit father. I'm sure you were a brilliant father.
But if that's the case, then he is capable.
You're questioning his ability.
No, you're questioning his judgment. You're literally not. You're literally not.
All right, Lisa, stay there for 1 second. Jess, why are you annoyed at what you're hearing from Lisa here?
Well, first of all, work colleagues and new lovers are two different things. And secondly, it's not just his child. The mother should have a say in news around her child as well. It's not just his child.
No one said it was just his child, but she's his
too. You're acting as if it's just his child. She is his child. And the daughter's the mother's as well.
Like, mother knows best. Some mothers are cunts. You do understand that, don't you?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, so don't be making out that women automatically are best.
Did I come on here and say all women are angels? No, I didn't.
No, but you're coming on with the attitude that it's not his child, that it's some sort of favour. Go fuck yourself and stop speaking of it.
Did I say that?
Of course you did.
Did I say
that's
that?
That's what you're saying in well-chosen words.
No, I didn't.
That's what you're trying to say.
That is his child.
What part of that are you
not
understanding?
And it's also the mother. Why are you not getting about that?
Exactly. It's both share the responsibility of the child.
Oh,
but she doesn't get to infringe on his personal life. She doesn't get to infringe on his personal life.
When kids are involved, absolutely you do.
Do you have kids?
Not yet, no, but hang on. Oh, no, hang on. Let me guess what you're going to say. You don't have kids, so you've no opinion.
I can tell you're wrong. You can put your crystal ball down because it's showing you the wrong thing. What I'm saying to you is, a lot of these women who decry an ex moving forward, daring to move forward and get a life for themselves, because usually they bleed them dry. And so hang on a minute, let me make my point. Usually in a separation, the mother, the glorious mother, will bleed a man so dry that is on the bones of his arse for the rest of his life and can't possibly enter into a new relationship, can't find accommodation and is stuck and suicidal in a lot of times. I know what I'm talking about.
And those women are bitches.
And let me ask you then, Jess, do you not see this woman, Gar's ex, as being a bitch for wanting to interview the current girlfriend? Like, seriously?
No, I see her as a mother wanting to do her job. If me and Kira had kids, because we're split now, if me and Kira had kids and she got a new partner and we had kids, I'd want to know who they are. I want to see who's going to be around my kids. What's wrong with that?
That's not wanting to be informed in a child's life. If that's the case, if it was a matter of the mother is insecure and wants to know who's around her child, well, then she'd want to know everyone
who's around her child.
But if she was that interested or concerned about everyone who's in her child's life,
That's two completely different things. Get your head out your arse.
They're not two completely different things. And I can bet you know what? You can bet anything that she will happily fuck her child
off
to a Santi's lap and not worry about whether he's erect or not, won't she? Do you know what I mean?
Go back to what she just said. Go back to what she just said about Santa Clauses, please. I dare you. Go back to what she just said, because that's worse than what we're talking about.
Let me ask you a question. Do you not think it is the ultimate insult to say to the father of a child, I want to interview your new girlfriend because I don't trust you enough to make the right decision yourself? Because that's exactly what she's saying.
That's what you're assuming she's saying, and assumptions they can ask
but,
you and me.
But the man
is lying as well, is he?
When did I say he's fucking lying? Why are you putting
words in my mouth? Did you read the message, Jess?
I listened to the message. Yes, I did, and I think If the girlfriend has no problem being into you, fine. But if she has a problem with it, that's a bit of a red flag. Why? Why do you not want to know? It's not a red flag. You both have your heads up your arse. Jeremy's the only one talking sense. It's very rare that he does that.
You haven't a clue, Jess. You haven't a clue how vindictive women can be.
Okay, I haven't a clue
in these situations.
I have no clue how vindictive women can be. I have no clue, even though I am a woman. Trust me, women can be fucking cunts. You've not been in the situation where children are used as pawns. There you go
that's
again.
That's what this woman is doing. She's using her child as a pawn in a game.
She's doing what a mother should be doing.
No, Jess, I don't see how you can't get this. That this woman is...
I don't see how you can get this. We're going around in circles,
is
all of
us. Using his child
no,
to
she's
get...
Not.
No, she's not.
She is.
Of course she is.
How you're not getting this?
No, she's not.
Without a doubt, she is.
She wants to make sure who's around her child. What's wrong with that?
No, of course she is.
Somebody's dog's not happy there. Whose dog isn't happy?
Milo agrees with everything I'm saying.
Milo's not at all happy. All right. Stay there for 1 second, Lisa, if you can, please.
I'm shocked that Lisa, as a woman, is saying what she's actually saying. Because I always thought that women are very protective over who is around their children. And I'm sorry, and I have to say this again.
Sorry, there's being protective and there's being dictatorial.
No, if I don't like a certain person, they ain't hanging around my kids. That's all, by the way, we're saying on this, Lisa, as parents, that I don't want to... And what makes you a bad person for saying that?
Jeremy, you know what? As much as you may think that you're hyper-observant, unfortunately, we don't get to control and school and, you know, analyse everyone who's in contact with our kids.
No, but we do our best to keep them away from people who we don't like.
That's all you can do. So there you go, you hit a nail on the head. She doesn't like the new girlfriend, well, then she's not fit to be around a child. And as Adrian says, What happens then? Is he supposed to just
dump the girlfriend because I mean, seriously.
Well, hang on a second. I would put my children before anybody that came into my life.
You're brilliant.
No, you wouldn't. You're a lying fucker there because you literally just said a few minutes ago that you would be cruel to your kids. That's what you said in different words, because you said you would punish your children
by not allowing them to have anything to do with somebody who may have broken up your marriage.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would imagine that. I would imagine that is the majority. I would imagine, what's the majority saying, Adrian? 99% of people would not want the person that broke up the marriage near their kids. 99.9%.
No, that's bullshit. Oh,
no, I don't agree with you. 100%. I don't agree with you.
Majority of people would separate their children.
I hope to God you never get separated, Jeremy, because you'd be the most bitter, twisted fucker that ever was.
Oh, I'm not even separated. I'm bitter and twisted. Bitter and twisted before all that.
Let me bring in Cian with his opinion.
In my opinion, she shouldn't need to be interviewed. Like, what is the world becoming? Like, seriously, what does that biological mother really think is going to happen? I've heard you talk about something similar like this years ago on your show on FM 104, and seriously, there's a lot of people, especially mothers, try to stop the kids from seeing their father all because he has a new girlfriend. She believes that they only have one mom and that's her. Get me on for this if you can, to be honest, because I'd love to talk about this with you all.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, the opinions are absolutely flying in here as to whether or not this guy Gar should accept that his ex wants to interview his new girlfriend before the new girlfriend meets the child. Brian.
How are you doing, lads? Sorry I can't come on the show today. I'm just a little bit busy. But I just wanted to say what I think about this is this man's ex. She's just a crazy woman. I mean, she's off the wall to do such a thing. Like, she wants to interview his new girlfriend. I mean, come on. I think she's just only using her kid as an excuse. And she's just jealous that he's with a new woman. That's what this really is. You know,
and that's exactly the point that I've been trying to make.
Normally, Brian, I would agree with you because I have a lot of friends who are single fathers, and they're all married, or they all have children with absolute bitter twists. I won't even use the word, but in this situation, this woman,
by the way, you've no idea why their relationship broke up. You've no idea how bitter and nasty the breakup was. You've none whatsoever.
There's no reason for it to be bitter and nasty if nobody's at fault, if you just fall out of love.
There can be
the real world
reasons.
Doesn't work like
the
that.
Exactly, the real world doesn't work
like that.
Could have broken up over drugs. They could have broken up because he was a pisshead. You've no idea why they broke up.
He could have been a crunch.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Rachel. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rachel?
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks, Rachel. What did you want to say on this?
So basically, when I said that, I think it was more his words that he chose to choose the words of interview. She seemed to have just said she wants to meet her. So I kind of think he might have exaggerated the situation in that sense. But I do think, as a mother, that they should, like, you wouldn't let your child go off with a stranger. So why would you not want to meet the person your child is exposed to them?
But hang on for one second, Rachel. You're not letting the child go off with a stranger. You're letting the child go off with his daddy or her daddy, not a stranger. So you.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah, but the thing is, you don't know if they're going to be left.
Hang on, Rachel. There's no conversation. The new girlfriend taking the daughter off to see Santa and going on a holiday together.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. But I just don't see how there's really a lot of harm in meeting for a coffee to meet each other amicably before.
I'll tell you why, because people like Lisa on the line there, people like Adrian there are oh God, the interview, does she have to bring her CV, blah, 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 blah. All she wants to do is meet this woman.
Yeah, 100%. And I think as a mother myself, I would want that as well. Okay. And I wouldn't want it to be difficult for the new person.
Okay,
but I also would want to see you.
Can I just tell you what I think this is? I think that this...
That's Rachel talking sense there.
No, it's not. I think this is the ultimate, and I mean the ultimate control. insult and control over this father. You are literally saying, I don't trust you.
Well, I would do the same myself if he wanted to meet my partner before I'd introduce it to the child. I'd be very happy to do so.
What she is saying to him by wanting to interview the new girlfriend is, I don't trust you. Your decision making is not good. I don't believe you've made the right choice here. I want to prove it to myself.
That's the case in a lot of cases. Like, I went to buy a Christmas tree a couple of weeks ago, and my missus says, when you get to the home store more, I want you to video call me because I don't trust you to pick the right Christmas tree.
That's your issue. That's your issue.
But there's not going to be 100% trust in a relationship. No more.
That's okay.
So, like,
sorry, Lisa,
that's normal. Like, the relationship probably
was all right being henpecked. Well, you know.
I mean, that's literally what you are. You don't have a decision-making
Listen to Rachel. No, she just knows I have terrible taste in things.
I listen to Rachel okaying and normalising emotional blackmail. Rachel, read the part where the ex said it won't be happening if the interview doesn't happen before then. Read that part and think about that, okay? That is control beyond description.
Your child is being to someone else. She's not saying it's never happening. So if you're saying it's never happening, that 100% is emotional control. But saying I want to meet the person before my child meets them is absolutely not.
No, it's not. Do you meet them before you bring your child in and put them on their lap?
I wouldn't. Like, that's different because Santi is for a few moments. Hold on for a second. Let's take the case in November where the stepmom of a 4-year-old murders them. The statistics of broken homes and abuse to children is high. So now let's take it seriously, and that's why I do it. So there's opportunities that woman would be left by themselves with that child. So that is why it's so important to develop a relationship before it starts.
And do you know what else is important, Rachel? Stop dumbing down men and fathers.
Rachel,
I know if Gar turned around and said to his ex, oh, you have a new boyfriend and you want to introduce the new boy, I want to interview him and I want to interview him next week.
Yeah, fine. I think the girl shouldn't say interview 100%. That's a bit excessive. But to meet
Rachel,
to meet them both ways,
you and so many other people, right? What you're saying is, in a nutshell, this man, the father of this child, is not capable of assessing what's safe and what's not for his child, okay?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And I think it's great because people should go on and get partners, absolutely. And that's how life works, 100%. I absolutely agree with you with that. There shouldn't be, after you have a child, you're never allowed to meet someone again. That would be a very lonely life.
But what you're saying is that he is not capable of making a decision that someone is safe to be around his child.
Rachel,
do you not think that this this demand by Gar's ex is literally saying to him, Gar, I don't trust you to decide on an appropriate person to introduce to our child? That's literally what she is saying to him.
It is.
Yeah,
totally
no. But like, I think I would feel like, cause if the child comes back, just say the little girl comes back and says, speaks to her mom about him afterwards, about the girlfriend after, wouldn't it be nice if the mom said, oh, we met her, she's lovely, isn't she? And to
why
start a relationship
have to
like
say that. Why can't mommy say,
the mom being worried, not knowing what the woman's like, whether she's like a drug addict, anything.
Oh,
so, no,
Jesus
I'm sorry.
Christ. So there you're saying that even the dad doesn't know whether she's a drug addict.
Look at the case only in November. Look at the case in November. The 4-year-old got murdered.
To look at, Rachel.
The 4-year-old got murdered.
Rachel,
that is a safe case that just happened.
When you're finished squawking there, only the fucking dogs can hear you. You're getting that squawky. What I'm saying to you is, right?
The child died.
You have a look.
God, forgive me for getting a little bit upset about a 4-year-old boy
being battered
to death by his stepmother. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Do you know what else you shall get passionate about, Rachel, right? You shall get compassionate now, right, about every man who's in a grave.
I am.
Right?
I am. 100%.
No, hang on.
I am. Absolutely. I advocate
Rachel,
for men's rights.
There's men 100%. In cemeteries, right? And there's men sitting pulling their fucking hair out their head.
I absolutely advocate. You don't know my background.
Because the dogs that they were with children
won't let them see them.
100%. Do you know what I mean? Well,
no,
you want
to respect
their decisions.
Men have rights to access.
You want to respect their abilities, Rachel. That's what you want to do. Don't be saying you advocate for them when you're fucking insulting them, saying they're tick.
I'm not insulting at all. No, I have so much respect for men.
You are. When you're making out that they're fucking incapable of keeping a child safe.
No, I'm not. You're twisting all my words.
Of course you are. No, you know.
No,
you're
not. No, I have two brothers. I absolutely have the highest respect for men.
You have 22 brothers. You were saying that man is not capable of assessing the safety of his child.
No, listen.
Therefore, you're underestimating
them. The capabilities. You're twisting it. It's about having a good relationship with the co-parent to continue that relationship for the benefit of the child. That is
have
all.
A good relationship. That's all brilliant.
And again, if Rachel, this father had done anything wrong in terms of the way in which he cares for his child, we'd be hearing about it by now. And there is nothing to say he has done anything wrong in the care of his child.
You don't know that though, Adrian. I'm not being funny, but he could have been really bad to ring in.
Hang on.
Maybe to ring in.
He wouldn't have the child on St. Stephen's Day for the whole day if there was an issue there, okay?
He could know the full background. Yeah. There could be court orders in place. There could be
can I just say, Rachel, there isn't, because that's the one thing we always have to check before talking
about
the situation.
Okay, so, that's fair.
But I just want to put this to everybody who's listening to this, and the girls on the line and you as well, Adrian. Everybody in your life, you or in your partner's life, you have someone who you're not really happy with them being friends with, yeah? I know there's a mate of mine and his girlfriend, yeah, who he loves very much. She has a friend who is single and always wants to bring your woman out, and my mate hates his girlfriend going out with your woman because he knows she's a bit of a good time girl. Is there anything wrong with that? Not being happy?
Okay, hang on. Hang on for a second. There's a difference.
No.
Let me just follow that analogy.
Yep.
He doesn't like this other girl because she's a good time girl. Does he stop his girlfriend going out with her? No. That's the difference.
Well, no, you can't control.
This lady meets Gar's girlfriend and decides at the end, I don't like her. Then what happens?
I'm saying.
And Rachel.
I'm saying, no,
Rachel,
no,
that's the question I want to throw back to you.
No, let me throw it to Little, because Little Miss Perfect there, Lisa, yeah? If her husband, yeah, had a mate, yeah, who was mad into going to strip clubs and all that, and mad into going up and picking women.
Yeah,
Lisa, I can tell you now at Benway House, and Lisa would not be happy with her husband going out with a man who was.
There's a difference between not being happy and saying this isn't happening. You are not going out with that person.
Oh, I'd say Lisa would say that.
And again,
I'd say Lisa
again,
would say this
again,
isn't happening.
Gar, at the end of this conversation, if the interview happens and the ex says, "Don't like her," you're not.
So women all the time, by the way, say this, and so do men.
You just listen to me.
If you turned around tomorrow and said you're off to Thailand with four lads for a week, I can tell you now your missus would say this isn't happening.
Yeah? I'm asking you about Gar.
Would you say that?
Oh, probably, yeah.
No, probably.
But I'm asking
would.
You about
that's
Gar.
Not controlling.
And Gar is saying, what does Gar do when your woman says, I didn't like the girlfriend, she's not to see my child?
Well, we don't
does
know.
Does he just break up the relationship?
No, we cross that bridge.
No. But you have to plan to cross that bridge.
No.
Ridiculous. I'm shocked by all of you, I have
what
to be honest
you,
with you.
What's been said that's shocking?
That you would allow an ex to dictate your life and your relationship.
It's not dictate, but
it is. No, but they don't have to like her. Like, the ex doesn't have to like her as a person.
Okay, but then Rachel,
she just has to feel that the child is safe around her, that's all.
Rachel, if the ex says at the end of the interview, I don't want her seeing my daughter, then what happens?
Then I think you should take it further. murder, because that's not appropriate.
Yeah. But every
the whole thing isn't appropriate.
But sorry,
the
whole thing but I think the interview part, I don't agree with that. It should not set up. It shouldn't be a set up formal interview. It should be going in for a coffee. Just say, "Hiya, I am whoever is mammy, and nice to meet you. What are you going to do when you go out? Oh, that's nice, right? I'll talk to you again." And just then to be able to speak to your child, say, "So you're going to meet daddy's new girlfriend, and this is her name. I've met her. She's so lovely." Like, that's what, like, and it's not discrediting men or whether they can do it or not. It's to make the transition and to consider a child during the transition. That's what the stance I'm coming from. And even if you don't overly love the girl, that's fine. That's not your business. You're not in that relationship. But once you feel that there isn't something intimidating or threatening or like about the child towards your child, I think, and equally, I think the dad should have the opportunity to meet the girl.
Can I just tell you, if there were any issues with this girlfriend, okay, and the child meets the girlfriend and there are any issues, that child will report back to mammy about those issues
The child shouldn't be exposed to it before it has to report back. That's where parents come into play.
Okay.
Parents are protectors of their kids.
And what you're going to find out about somebody in a half-hour conversation, I don't know.
And by the way, can I just say, before you go on, every single relationship, there's nobody in a relationship listening to this podcast now who in some way it's control.
It is.
Okay, you couldn't, and I couldn't, okay? And I'm going to speak for you, and I'm going to speak for me.
Oh,
you,
go on then.
You couldn't go out tonight and go on a 3-day bender and arrive back to your house on Monday after disappearing for 3 days and going off to wherever the case may be. You couldn't go back into your house and everything will be rosy. Would it be rosy?
What has that got to do with this conversation?
But that's controlling then. If you were not in a controlled relationship, you should be allowed to...
No, that would be me showing utter and total disrespect for the woman I live with.
But it's your life. So what I'm saying is...
Another one of your stupid analogies that makes no sense.
Okay, well, would you be able to go to Thailand with... No, I have four lads out there that want to go to Thailand. Would you be allowed to go to Thailand?
Let's go.
What are the flights?
I'll take my chances. Helen has been in touch with us.
Jeremy, I'm with my husband 25 years. We're married 8. And when he met me, his ex-wife said I wasn't to be involved with the kids, full stop. Before she even met me, I wasn't allowed to be involved with the kids. That has caused nothing but pain for us, my husband and the kids. We're now still a divided family because it's too late now for the kids to be involved in my life. So all because of a bitter, twisted ex-wife or ex-partner. Get a grip, Jeremy. Life moves on. If he's allowed to have the children, he should have the right to have the opinion of who should be involved with his kids.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well, what do you make of this whole story that Gar's ex wants to sit down and interview...
There's no interview.
That's what I want to ask. Who put the word interview in there?
He did.
So she turned around and said, so they're together, what, 7 months? Is it 7 months they're together?
7 months they're together, yes.
Yeah, 7 months. It's time for her to kind of meet the kids. He knows what she's like. But you have to be able to trust who's in your children's lives. No matter where your kids go, you know where they're going. You know who they're with. So just let them meet. Adrian, let me finish, right? If they don't get on, they don't get on. That's it. There's no problem. Just let her sit down, have a chat with your wife, with your new girlfriend. Let them go for coffee. Let them go together. Don't even go near it. Don't be anywhere near it. Let them sit down, have a chat, and take it from there. Because he's not going to dump the girlfriend. So what I would do is just let them meet. Why is he so against it?
Because he sees it as controlling. This is the whole thing here, Angela. She either trusts him with their child or she doesn't. And if she does trust him with their child, she has to trust that he will make the right decision by his child in terms of who he introduces her to.
Do you think that for the rest of her life she's not going to meet her?
No, I'm sure she will at some stage.
So why not now? What's the big deal? What's he hiding?
He's not hiding anything.
Who said he's not hiding anything? Why doesn't he want them to meet?
No, because it's not a case of he doesn't want them to meet. The ex...
He doesn't want them to meet.
The ex has demanded... Now, listen here. This is exactly what she did.
Yes.
Has demanded that she meets this girl before she approves...
Who's going to be in her child's life.
Before she approves whether or not this person can be in her child's life. Listen to
it. Well, no. Did she approve this?
So what she is saying...
Angela, you're saying, taking everything. You're taking everything that he says in that letter as gospel.
But that's exactly what it is.
I wouldn't do that. So let me put it this way. How would he feel if a man came into his child's life?
Well, I can tell you what would happen if he says, I want to interview or interview your new boyfriend.
Yeah, you see, he would tell him to piss off. That's a male's perspective. He's saying interview. It's not. And I can guarantee you, no woman would sit down there with their ex and go, I want to interview. That's not what she said. Turn around and said, I want to meet her. I want to chat her. Now, the approval thing, I don't agree with that, because if they don't get on, they don't get on. Tough shit. But she wants to know who's going to be in her child's life. So if it was the other way around...
She wants to know who's going to be in her child's life. And Gar can say... My girlfriend, and let's say her name is Angela, and Angela works in Bank of Ireland, and she does this and she does that, and she's my girlfriend. Yeah. There you go. Now she knows who's in the child's life. What more does she need to know?
She doesn't know.
Okay, so what more would she want to know from meeting her face to face?
Agent, when you meet
she
someone,
wants
you
to
know.
Sit down.
Yes.
And have a chat with her.
Okay.
What's so bad about that?
Let me ask Adrian a question because he's tone deaf on this topic.
I'm not tone deaf. I'm making perfect sense.
Is little Miss Sunshine there on the other line, Lisa as well, yeah? Okay, let me ask you both a question. When you put your children into creche for the first time, and this is a question for Lisa and for Adrian, when you put your children into creche for the first time, what did you do?
What do you mean, what did you do?
You meet with the people who are going to be looking after your child, don't you?
Completely different.
No, it's not. Why do you meet with them?
These are strangers.
You don't meet every staff member, first of all, Jeremy.
You meet the main principal.
You generally would make yourself aware.
Jeremy, let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
If this interview goes ahead. Okay. Anyway, if this interview goes ahead, can anyone explain to me what you, Angela, come here. You are surmising there and you're trying to play devil's advocate, but you're actually not playing devil's advocate. You are saying
it's hilarious, you weren't there. And everything before. Have you called all men pedos?
And what? Those who are, yeah. Anyway, what I was saying there is, what would you hope, if you met someone for half an hour, right? What would you hope to gain insight into? Are you telling me you can base a judgment on a half an hour of what the person is like?
So are you telling me, okay, Lisa, you answer me this question. When you bring a question with a question,
that's ridiculous. Can you answer me? I asked you a question. What do you hope to get
down for
in
half an hour? You can get to know someone.
You can get to know someone.
There's my answer.
No, Lisa, you answer mine.
When you go and meet a childminder or someone in a crèche, how much time do you spend with them?
You spend minimal time, which was my whole point, Angela, at the start. I actually know.
Minimal time.
You can never, ever ascertain
what's the minimal time
in your child's life. You don't know.
Lisa, you're not answering the question. Yes, I did, Angela.
I did. Open your fucking ears. What's minimal time? You might meet them for 20 minutes.
20 minutes. So after meeting someone for 20 minutes, you can trust.
No, I don't trust no one after 20 minutes after interviewing them. But you know what? There are certain things in life we can control and there are certain things we can't.
And again, as Angela said, this all comes down to trust. And trust and control. Trust and control, yes. And trust in the father's judgment to make the right decisions for his daughter in terms of introducing her to his girlfriend. If there isn't that trust, Angela, then she should take him to court because she doesn't trust him to look after the child. That's the bottom line.
Angela, hang on a sec. This is very important.
No, Jeremy, just let me.
Hang on, this is very important.
something here.
This is very important because Gar is listening. There is no suggestion whatsoever that Gar is an unfit father.
No, I know that.
No, absolutely none. Yeah. That's why I have said, let them meet. Let them sit down. You know, let me put it this way, Lisa. Lisa, let me ask you another question.
What's that, Angela?
Did you ever bring your kids to Santa? No, because you think they're all paedophiles, don't you?
No, I don't think they're all paedophiles. No, I don't. Yeah, I have brought my children to Santa.
You said before that anyone who plays the Santa at Christmas who is a paedophile.
No, I didn't, Angela. Don't. Now, I'll take you to court. Don't be doing that. You're talking bollocks.
You can have my name and address.
You're misquoting.
Okay, no, ladies,
what did you say?
I bet the lady will have no problem bringing her child in and putting him on Santa's lap. She's not going to know whether he has an erection or not. Did she school him or interview beforehand? No, she didn't. Yeah. That's what I said.
That is the point you made. All right. Thank you very much indeed, both of you, for your calls. I want to squeeze in just one more opinion on this, and that is Glenn.
How's it going, lads? Okay. I feel this is a very clever, manipulative tactic that she's using. She's coming across as being nice and genuine. Oh, let me interview her. Let me see how she is. But in the background, she's kind of having her head, no, there's no way that this girl's been around my child. It's very fucking clever. But I can already tell what the answer's going to be. I just don't like her or I have a bad feeling about it. So then what the boyfriend should do, the ex-boyfriend should do to find her child is do the exact same thing for every man that comes into that woman's life. Because don't forget, the girl's going to do what the fuck she wants. She'll just cut the contact off with her if she gets a boyfriend. You know what I mean? I think she's a little bit jealous that the father's moved on.
And that's what it sounds like to me as well. But we're going to have to agree to disagree. Thank you very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. Now, before we go today, how would you fancy winning a 200 euro gift card from Ryanair? Well, actually, it's a 200 euro gift card from us that we got from Ryanair. Well, that's what we're giving away as a prize for one of our listeners. As you may know, if you listen to our podcast on Spotify...
By the way, there's no need for a sermon. You're going off on a sermon here. Listen to it.
A sermon?
Spotify Wrapped.
My children. That's a sermon.
But that's what you're doing.
Okay. Spotify Wrapped dropped this week. If we're your number one, send us a screenshot to 085-825-2626. My children. Yes. And if we're your number one, we want to see how many hours you listen to us during the year. And we're giving away a 200 euro Ryanair voucher to the best, basically.
And Adrian said unto his flock, listen to the podcast. Opinions matter.
What are you shouting
out? And thou shalt flourish in the word of God.
Okay.
The word of God.
If you listen to us on Spotify, Spotify Wrapped has dropped this week. And that shows you your most popular, the songs you listen to most and the podcast that you listen to most. And if our podcast, Opinions Matter, is your number one, send us a screenshot to 085-825-2626. Show us how many hours you listened, and we have a 200 euro voucher for Ryanair. Is that it? You happy enough with that? Is there anything else you want to add?
Yes, I do. And now let us offer each other the sign of peace. You know that's gone, by the way.
Well, you just nodded people.
Yeah, I didn't really, because I don't
ever since COVID,
Did it not come back after COVID? No, I'm glad it did, because
I used to hate it myself.
Sweaty hands. Yeah. And
anyway, my children, send us a WhatsApp of a screenshot of your Spotify Wrapped. And somebody next week, get it in by the 9th of December, and somebody next week will win that voucher. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.